So I went to Gilded Balloon with the most huggable person on the earth.
Thank you, Barry. I'm still hugging you. I'm still hugging.
It's Mr. Patrick Monaghan. How are you?
Hello, mate. I'm good, thanks, Barry. Thanks for coming to the show.
You know what? My pleasure. It was absolutely superb. Loved every minute.
And do you know what? Thank you for... I'm sorry about dragging up at the beginning to do the little dance. I don't want to give away too much of the show, but I always like to start the show with just getting people high spirits, a bit of dance, they're thinking. And how funny was that when I dragged up and I could bless you, you went, I'm Barry. For... Oh, Barry, I thought it was too late now. We're dancing. Thanks, mate. Thank you.
I mean, I only came to review the show, I never expected to take part in it. The one thing I did notice about your show is that there is a severe lack of bad language.
Yeah,
a great thing for comedy.
Oh, thank you very much. No, but you know what? It's weird because I've never really swear on stage. I swear a bit off stage, but not much. But my dad, he's a big swearer, you know, he's Irish and all that. But he told me, never, don't you ever, you know, frigging swear on stage and all this. So I thought, all right, yeah. And it's a weird thing because, particularly in the area, we grew up in the Northeast, and people think, they assume that, you know, particularly from that style of comedy or that thing, it's quite gritty, but you don't have to swear to sort of, you know, and also it loses the impact, I think, if you're trying to make a point, if you keep swearing,
yeah,
that it sort of puts people off. And the great thing, look, we're Edinburgh Festivals, the great thing here, you've got a wide variety of comedy, so if you do want to see someone who's a bit darker and bluer, you can go and see that, and I think, and so what I do is I just do my thing, so you can get young, you can get everyone in, older people, younger people, so that they can bring their wife or the kids and the mother without going, oh God, no, he's not talking about this now, is he? Oh, he's not saying this, you know, where some comics, I get embarrassed for them, I'm thinking, how can you talk about this on stage, or, you know, they go graphic and... Oh wow! Yeah.
Now, I mean, your show's very involved. You involve the audience from the moment you come out.
Yeah.
Till the moment you leave.
Oh, I love it. And
you get such a good reaction.
No, thank you. Well, do you know what? Again, I think it's just from doing years and years of comedy here, doing the festival every year, that you get to that level where it's almost not like doing a show. It's almost like just doing a show for family, or it's like doing a wedding, because every night they come, and like even tonight, it's like every night I go, oh, and I recognise half the faces before I go, and people go, give us a hug, and I have to like hug people, and you meet people. So it is bonkers, but I love it. It's just, it is, it's almost, in a way, it does make it slightly easier, but then because it's not like where you turn up to do a show or a club in the middle of a town somewhere you've never been before. So people, they don't know what to expect, so they go, please welcome Patrick Monaghan, and they half clap and think, well, is this guy going to be any good? What does he do? Whereas when you do shows at Edinburgh, at the festival every year, people, they've got their arms out before you come on stage. Yeah, get over it. You think, all right. So they sort of, it's nice, you know, they're already up for it.
Yeah.
We're out of time.
We're out of time.
You've been chatting though, Barry.
Yes, and you.